Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. This is Gloria Walker, also known as Warrior Gloria, also known as God's Way. I'm your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support in spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? A little bit information what I'm going to give you tonight is I am involved in online, internet, work at home, or business opportunities. There are a lot of people who are facing financial, emotional, mental, physical distresses because of the economy, their jobs, families, careers, relationships, whether they are male or female. People are looking for a way out, and in short and sweet, what I do is I find information, which is posted on my website, which is www.workathomebusinessopportunity.ws. And there is some information that I still need to post on there that will help other people, whether it's financial, emotional, business, work at home opportunities, so that individuals who are looking for home-based or work at home opportunities can find their information. I try to make sure before I present any type of work at home, home-based business, or internet online opportunities to make sure that they are legitimate. Some are free, some are not, but if they are, there is a cost. I like to make sure that they appeal to the masses and can be used by everyone. What I also like to do is I have information which is available to you for free. It might be you might not know that there's dental information that I have available as well. There's also fundraising. You might be a nonprofit, a church, a school, sports team, or a club. You're trying to find ways to raise money. I also am an independent contractor, and I do that as well. In short and sweet, I would like to make sure that you take the time and you don't get scammed, because there are a lot of websites out there today that do look like that they are legitimate, but they're not. And it would cost you a lot of headaches and problems. Yes, I have been scammed before, so that's why I try to make sure that others do not get scammed. So tonight, with those words, if you have any questions, my website again is www.workathomebusinessopportunity.ws, and you also can email me at GloriaWalker7@gmail.com. If you need any type of information, I will have that posted. There's information that's not on my website that's posted, but I am aware of it, and I do try to make sure that you do have legitimate information. You are listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. What I would also like to do is, what really helps me out is I'm going to read something to you, and maybe it can encourage somebody, because it always encourages me, and this is how I get my information. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 12, and it says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be condemned according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desire the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Good night, everyone, and think big, thinkbigradio.com.